The Browns fell to the Buffalo Bills 26-10 and are now 7-5 on the season, but the game left more questions than answers, and Mike Pettine addressed the media to try and provide some insight.
As always, after a loss, come in very disappointed. But I told the team today, you know, we got four games left, but we don't have much of a margin for error with playoffs being one of the goals that we set down at the beginning of the season. Our sense of urgency has to increase moving forward. But as always, we talk about compartmentalizing games, win or lose. So I know our guys had a good session today with the staff, learning from the mistakes and moving forward. Well, Buffalo was able to make more plays than us yesterday, and I give them a lot of credit, especially that defense. We knew that was going to be the best defensive front that we went against, and they were certainly as advertised. So we're not able to move the ball consistently, but had some opportunities and weren't able to capitalize. And that was frustrating, and I said that after the game, just to go in 3-0 knowing that how we had controlled most of the first half. That was kind of a bad omen against a good team like that defensively, that you've got to take advantage of every opportunity. The turnovers were obviously costly, as we've preached all year that that's the number one determining factor of wins and losses is the turnover ratio. Defensively, we did some really good things. I thought we wasted a very good effort at a first half shutout. At one point in the game, I looked up and realized they were 0-for-11 on third down, and didn't convert one until the fourth quarter. But they got the momentum shifted and got on the board, got a lead. It was frustrating because we know that we had played well, and then I think the big thing is when we needed to stop at the end, couldn't make it. That was disappointing on that side of the ball. But I'll continue to say it takes a full team effort to get our results, and certainly didn't get that yesterday. After the game. With making the quarterback change in game, the obvious question became, what does that mean going forward? Not ready to make a decision on that at this point. I'm not leaning one way or the other, but there's a lot to consider. I know that after watching the tape, that everybody on offense needs to play better. You can't just pin it all on the quarterback when the offense isn't as efficient as it should be. But the truth of the matter is, in order for the quarterback to play well, like I said, they all need to play well around them. It is a team deal, and I think our guys know that after watching the tape. So this will be our normal protocol. We get together as a staff first, then we get together as coordinators. Ray is a part of that meeting, and we discuss it position by position what potential moves need to be made, if any. And like I said, this week won't be any different. But it's we do have some issues with the injury to Miles and the injury to Gary. We do have a lot of things to discuss. So it'll be I have a feeling that meeting will be lengthy. As I said yesterday, I just thought we need a change to make a change. It was just that point in the game where we needed a spark that we had been listless for a good amount of time. And really, two of the past three games on offense have had those issues. And I think the defense has had a lot to do with it. Atlanta, I do think that we were, very, very confident. I mean, it was our highest yard production of the output of the year. But the interceptions were obviously a concern. But I don't want to say that he was taken out because we lost confidence. It was a decision in game to spark our team. That we believe in that competition is a cornerstone of what we do. And I said earlier in the year that quarterback would not be an exception, except for we would be much more patient there. And we do look at the body of work. But I think given the play recently at that position, that it's time to discuss it. So it's something I'm gonna I don't want to sit here and just be independent, lock myself in my office and come out with a decision. I'm going to rely on the people that I trust that are with these guys day to day and just pull in all the circumstances that are involved. And like I said, it's our normal procedure that we do week to week. And this week is no different. Just how he's prepared himself, how he's practiced, whether he was running our plays with the twos or whether he was running the scout team. Just his attitude, his effort, his energy, and then his just overall quarterback play that he's shown a steady improvement through the year. Well, I think it's overblown because I think the whole offense was playing poorly. But it had reached the time where we wanted to at least give us a chance and make it get the offense moving. And I just felt that we were stagnant. And that he had missed some reads and made some poor throws and wasn't having a very good day. I thought he rushed some throws, and there were just some instances throughout the game, and it was just a cumulative thing. We just felt we needed to make a change. I mean, we discuss it every week. After Houston certainly came up, after some of the mistakes last week, it came up. I mean, just where we've been. Or the level of Brian's play the last couple weeks, it's warranted discussion. But to me, it's not something where it's just that one position. Anytime we're having a player not performing to our standards on a given week, it comes up for discussion. Whether it's the center, whether it's an outside linebacker, whether it's a safety, a corner, quarterback is not exempt. So it's really just it's business as usual for us. It just happens to be a position. Where we felt the discussion was warranted. A couple hiccups. I think it was 13 snaps that he played. Handful of minuses, but showed good energy. Made some throws. I know he missed Travis on the one boot. I thought the throw to Dre was in a pretty tight window. I thought Jim made a heck of a catch. And then I thought he was very decisive on the scramble for the touchdown. Nick ended up, I think he was cleared by the end of the game. But the other two, much more serious. Gary had an issue with his ribs. We'll know more as things quiet down. And then Miles is a concern. He had a kidney injury. And that they're just for precautions. I think they're going to keep him again tonight. In Buffalo, that's something we'll look at because we need to pride ourselves on not turning the ball over, and ball security is a priority for our running backs. And West lately has been very careless with the football. I think Crow's improved since some of his issues early in the year, much more conscious of it. But as I said yesterday, it was. The overall offensive performance for the most part, but I think that play was that really turned it, that it gave him two touchdowns in the span of whatever it was, 10 seconds, and that's, as I said yesterday, it's something we need to work on. It's something that our running backs have to pride themselves on, and giving the ball up like that is inexcusable. Like I said, I think he was going against a pretty good player for one, and it's difficult. A guy with that good a get-off, with that type of crowd noise, I think that's a bad combination for even an elite tackle. Having Coach Jerry just know the type of player that he is, and sometimes the smaller, faster guys give the bigger tackles trouble. Yeah, I thought he played hard. I thought he blocked. There were a couple times where he just kind of comparing his blocking from his past to last week and even more so. I thought he was very aggressive. I thought he finished some runs well. I mean, his physicality and his intensity, I was upset with the penalty. I don't think there's a place for that. But from his sense of urgency and how physical he was, overall we were pleased.